Hey, did Moober get his new truck?
Moober got some new wheels.
Now that, a couple of weeks ago, were we talking about that on the air or off? I can't remember, but you
were talking about it. Yeah, we were talking about it off air, and it kind of goes into our credit segment today. I was actually telling you that he has a better credit score than I do. He just turned 18 less than a month ago. So amazing.
Is that normal? That's normal though.
That is not normal. No. So typically, you know, you turn 18 years old, you have zero credit. You have no credit score at all. You have no credit, no credit report.
Start you at zero.
You start at zero. You got nothing. You've got no credit. You have no accounts on there. Nothing's reporting. You're at zero. There is no score. And it's actually not even a zero. It's just no score if somebody was to try to pull your credit report. So the things that we try to teach you guys here at Mortgage Mom Radio are all about, you know, how can you get ahead? How can you be financially, financially fit? You know, those are all very important things to everybody, on top of, you know, being a homeowner is one of those pieces of being financially fit. Some of those other pieces are, you know, keeping your debt down low and keeping your credit score high and making sure that your opportunity for better financing is there and it's available. And so there's a lot of pieces that go into your financial fitness or financial freedom, really. We were talking off air, and Moober is 18, and his car lease that I had gotten.
He's got a Postmates gig or something, right? He's floating around.
He's
there
got
delivering.
Gigs all over the place. Uh-huh. He's working for me. He's driving kids. He's working Postmates. He's going to be a lifeguard at Magic Mountain this year at the Hurricane Harbor at this summer. So, you know, he's busy. He's out there. He's working. He's hustling. He's making money. He's bringing it in the door. And, you know, the little car that I got him when he turned 16, the lease was up. It was due. And so we went to turn it in. And, you know, he really, really wanted to have, you know, he wanted a truck. He's a Go Country listener.
But not any truck. He wanted a Dakota, right?
Well, no, he got a Toyota Tacoma.
Tacoma. I always confuse those two.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people really like them. And let me just tell you, it is a fancy little truck. It is very, very cool. I am a Chevy Ford girl all the way. I am definitely an American girl. So I stuck my nose up a little bit when he said he wanted the Toyota. But that's okay. That's what he wanted. And he's hustling. And so I told him, I said, the only way that you're going to get what you want, I mean, his lease was up. We had to get him something, right? I said, but the only way that you're going to get what you want is if we're teaching you about finances. And that is a very important piece. So we talked about it in advance. And as soon as he turned 18, which was, like I said, about a month ago, I went ahead and I added him as an authorized user on one of my credit cards. And so by the time that we went
in. Now, what does that do?
What it does is all of the credit history that I've obtained from that credit card automatically, when he's an authorized user, they take his credit. What's it called? Takes their social security number. Sorry. I kind of blanked out for a minute. So they take their social security number and they report all of the account history for that card to your credit report. So even though he hasn't had that card for 7 years or 10 years that I've had that card, he just got instant credit history. Just boom. And so what it did is it gave him a credit score. Now, trust me, he is 18 years old. He does not have the card in his hand. He is not using the card. He is not charging on the card.
So this is a technicality is what you're saying.
What this is it is a mom. Mm-hmm. It is a mom looking towards his future to help him get himself established. And so in order to do that, just like I tell my clients that either have no credit or they're trying to fight back from a bankruptcy and they need to rebuild credit, you know, I'll tell them you've got to reestablish 3 to 4 good accounts from the time of bankruptcy or when you first get credit and you're trying to build credit history. You need to have 3 or 4 good accounts. And so that's what I'm trying to work through with him. And I told him, you know, we're going to do this. So I got him a credit score within a month. He had a 736 credit score with one credit card that was mom's as an authorized user. So we went out to the car dealership and I said, the only way I'm signing on the dotted line is if we can get him on the loan as well. And his credit score was good enough to go on that loan. So he now has a car loan. And he now has a credit card and he's 18 years old and he's got a 736 credit score. So there are ways to do it. And that's what Steve is going to be talking to us about, our credit cowboy. He's going to be talking to us about the ways of not just repairing credit, but what are the tools, the tricks of the trade to get your credit score as high as possible? You know, if you and your wife want to buy something together, me as a lender, I have to run both credit report, or, you know, both of your credit reports. And I'm not pulling just one credit bureau. I'm pulling three. And I need to use the middle score for the lowest borrower. So Barry, let's just pretend you and me are married.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Where do we go for our honeymoon? Is it somewhere in Fiji, I hope?
Tahiti.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, went to Tahiti.
My suntan is gone now.
It's
now
on.
We're
you're
like,
bronzed.
Okay.
You're ready to go. Okay. And my credit score, let's just pretend, is 650. And let's say your credit.
Oh, we'd never get married if you're.
Never.
No, I'm just
and
kidding.
Your credit score, let's pretend, is a 750.
Uh-huh. Okay. 753. Thank you.
There you go. All right. So we both go to apply for the loan. And we're going to use my.
Would that make it a 13? No.
Would it make it a 13?
A credit score, combined credit score?
No.
It wouldn't make it, no.
No. What we're going to do is we're going to use my credit score. So that's what's going to be utilized in order to determine what interest rate that you get, what loan program that you're eligible for. So even though you've done a fantastic job, fiance maybe didn't do a fantastic job, but you need fiance's income to qualify, you are now downgraded basically to the programs and interest rates that she would qualify for, even though you've worked so hard on your credit. So the workshop tomorrow and all of the things that Steve's going to be talking about are, and maybe that 650 credit score is just because she's got new credit. She just started. She's only.
Do you always have to take the one that's lower?
I have to.
Huh.
That is the way that financing works. So, she doesn't have bad credit. Maybe she's just got new credit. So those are the things that we're going to be talking about tomorrow. All of the different things that you can do to get your credit score as high as possible. So in that situation, let's just say, even though I'm, old enough to be your mom, let's just say that my credit score was a 650 and you're the 750. I might say, hey, Barry, a good idea would be to add me to one of your really established credit cards, because now I'm going
to
get that
to
credit history.
You just do it to one of them?
You're going to pick and choose the accounts that you do it to.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to give all these tips and advice tomorrow right on YouTube as we're doing our premiere for our credit
today,
workshop.
A little tease today.
We're going to give some teases today. Yes, we'll do some teases today. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. But mom does need a minute. So get ready, get prepared. We've got a big show and we'll be right back.